Okay, so I'm making this podcast to clarify a few things that have come up as questions. We've had a few problems with getting together online. I've set tasks and I wanted people to actually have some sort of discussion element on the discussion forums that we've been having at the times that we've been trying to get together. There are still some people that have not actually made any of those times yet at all. So that's really not particularly good, especially as these times were designed, as well as the tasks were designed, to give you some feedback for your final assessment, which is the group seminar presentation. So just to fill you in, the actual taught element of this course will be finishing in the next couple of weeks, on the week beginning Monday the 7th of March. We will be having what we would call a reading and reflection week, and that's really for you to make sense of all the information that you've gathered so far. It's also for you to start thinking about what you're going to do with your assessments. The group assessments are going to start the next week, so that's weeks beginning the 14th of March, the 21st of March, and the 28th of March. I would imagine that there's going to be about three groups, so it would make perfect sense if there were to be one seminar per week for each of those weeks. It doesn't really matter to me if we have three in one week or one per week. And so what I would like you to do is to have a think about who you're going to be working with. Given the number that are on the course, it would make perfect sense if there were three groups of two, but it doesn't need to be that way. It's up to you to decide who you want to work with, but it's also up to you to decide what your seminar topic is going to be. You know that within the course booklet there are some suggestions for what you could look at within the group seminar, but that's by no means exhaustive, so it's completely up to you what it is that you decide to do. So what I would like you to do under the group discussion board is I'll have posted a thread with this podcast, and I want you to post your group, what your suggested topic is, and ideally the week that you would like to do that in. So remember, the week's beginning the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th of March. There are obviously some advantages and disadvantages to picking an early date or a late date. If you pick an early date, as in the week beginning the 14th of March, you probably don't have a lot of time or as much time as you would have to prepare. But then you also have the flip side of you have more time to do the case study. So it's completely up to you. As I said, I can do three per week if that's what suits you best. I'm not going to talk about the case study at the moment, but suffice to say, you do need within the case study to have filled in the ethics form before you start gathering any information, and I need to have passed that before you start gathering any information. So really what I'm suggesting to you is you start thinking about that now as well. What else do I have to say? Really just a case of we do need people to start engaging with this a little bit more, because I really feel that you're not getting the benefit that you should have done for your group seminars, because not everyone's had the chance to present. And the idea behind that was to give you feedback on what it was that you needed to present. And remember, you've got to take this session on Collaborate for quite a bit of time, so it's probably a good idea that you have an idea about how to utilize that technology, as well as thinking about the best interactive ways that you can engage the other people as learners. I also want you to have a look at the assessment criteria for this, because not only are you going to be assessed on your actual seminar and the content and the way in which you present it to others, but you're also going to be assessed by the other people in your group. as to how much you contributed to that group presentation. Plus, you're also going to be assessed on how much you contribute to everyone else's group presentation. So the idea is there that you should be present and contributing to every one of the sessions. I hope there are no questions with this, but if there are, please post them on the message board so that everyone gets the benefit of the answers. And let me know if there's any problems, and I'm looking forward to seeing what your presentation topics are going to be for the seminars.